Okay. So anyhow, you know, we have a town of the week. Should we do it?
I think we should do it.
Are you ready to go? You know, each week, or usually not, every once in a while, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere on our map, rearranged, of the same. Here with the town of the week, Bitsy.
Our town of the week was originally known as Defiance. It was established in the western mountains of Colorado in 1883.
Defiance.
Yep, where the Colorado River and the Roaring Forks River meet. In those days, you would have found a tent camp with saloons populated by gamblers, gunslingers, and prostitutes. But when the town founder's wife, Sarah...
Where do you find them now?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
we get somebody on the phone, we can
oh,
ask.
Okay.
But when the town founder's wife, Sarah, was having a hard time adjusting to frontier life, the town's name was changed to Glenwood Springs after her hometown of Glenwood, Iowa.
Oh.
Wild West legend Doc Holliday spent the final months of his life in Glenwood Springs and is
wow.
buried in the Pioneer Cemetery above Bennett Avenue. Ted Bundy was jailed in Glenwood Springs until he escaped one December night in 1977. These days, I'm not actually sure whether he was found and put back in jail somewhere. It wasn't exactly clear. These days, about 8,000 people live there. It's an outdoor living kind of town with hills, forests, caves, and canyons all around. There are hot springs, too, and, get this, vapor caves, where you can sweat out all your toxins in underground steam baths. Rand McNally and USA Today named Glenwood Springs the most fun town in America.
Wow.
If you're visiting, outdoor activities are probably the way to go. You can bike, swim, raft, ski, fish, and spelunk in the area.
Spelunk?
If you spelunk, yeah.
What is that again? I know I've done it.
Caving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done it?
No.
Okay. If you insist
I've spelunked, but I didn't know it was caving at the time.
If you insist on catching some sports, there are the Glenwood Springs High School Demons to watch, and that's our town of the week, Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
They should have kept the Defiance, don't you think?
I like it.
Defiance is
I'm
nice.
Pro-Defiance.
Yeah, I like Defiance, too.
Yeah.
Glenwood Springs,
yeah.
But Defiance, maybe they'll go back to it.
Maybe.
It'll be more of a tourist attraction if you're saying, I'm going to Defiance.
Yeah, we should start a petition.
Yes, why don't you do that? Have you started a petition? I've never started a petition.
No, I've never
I keep meaning
petition.
To.
Let's do it.
But I've never actually started a petition. So we're calling randomly now, or Lyle is, and he looks rather puzzled. And we sort of caught him by surprise, I think. You okay, Lyle? How's the old ticker, okay? I don't want to shock you too much with having to make a call out here. Looking for someone in Glenwood Springs. Don't look for Defiance, because it's not Defiance anymore.
Has anybody ever been there? Any of you?
Anyone been there?
Oh, look,
we have
they
people.
Have been.
What did you discover when you went to Defiance? Yes.
Oh, I used to go there when I was a real little girl.
You went when you were a little girl, you went there? And now you're all grown up? And
I'm from Colorado. So
you're from Colorado. And what did you do when you were in Defiance? I mean, Glenwood Springs.
I collected rocks and I tried to sell them on the street corner.
Oh, wow.
Collected rocks and so.
Tried to sell them on the street corner.
Well, we're waiting for the phone to ring. Why don't we let me get out to her and find out a little more about these rocks.
I want to know if anybody ever went to those underground steam caverns.
I had my microphone back there.
That sounds very exciting.
It's a power grab. All right, we're looking here at Glenwood Springs, right? Aren't we? Colorado, and you lived there. You lived in Colorado, and what did you collected rocks there?
Well, when I was a child, my childhood friend and I would always collect these just beautiful rocks off the mountain, and then we would try to sell them like you would, you know.
Agates? Were they agates or something?
Well, probably gold. Yeah.
You wish you would have held on to those as a hedge against inflation?
Oh, exactly. You know, gold or silver. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mostly rock hounding then?
Yeah. I did. I never spelunked.
You never spelunked either?
No.
Maybe the two of us could spelunk something. With your permission. Three of us could spelunk. If that's legal, I have no idea if that's even legal.
It's legal in Glenwood Springs.
Did you ever do the vapor thing?
No, I never went down into the caves, but I've definitely been into the vapor pool, the hot tub, the
vapor,
hot pool.
Yeah. And how did you find that?
Very stinky. Kind of smell like...
Because of all the
toxins.
Helpful giving, helpful toxins that were helpful.
Very sulfur smelling.
Yeah, what do you call helpful toxin? I don't know. Probably not a toxin.
But it is beautiful.
Yeah. And your name is?
I'm Carol.
Thank you, Carol, very much. Okay, who else here? We've had other Glenwood Springs. I saw other hands here. Is it just lucky that, because we're not finding anyone on the phone yet, I guess. Lyle, did you find anyone yet?
No.
Lyle's still puzzled here, so this works out perfectly for us. Hi, have you been there?
Yeah, I went like twice when I was a little girl, too.
And what'd you do there?
Went swimming in the big hot springs pool.
Yeah.
And I just remember that I hated the smell. That's all I remember.
It was stinky, kind of like sulfurous.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, and a lot of old men there with hairy chests.
Probably, I don't really.
Hairy chests, smoking cigars while sitting in a.
Yeah, probably.
That was a Jewish center. I'm sorry. I think I don't know why I confused the two. Your name is
Maddie.
Nothing fun there that you recall from?
No, not really. Yeah. Swimming. They had a big slide. That's all I really remember. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know we had someone else here, too. Come on. I saw another hand. Another hand. Okay. This gentleman over here seems to have the time of his life in Glenwood Springs. Is Glenwood Springs? Is that right?
That's right.
Or Greenbird.
Lyle's still on the phone.
Or is he? Lyle's still on the phone, yes. Pardon me. I got this. Pardon me. That's all right. I have to stand up. Thank you. Very kind of you, though. It is a little tight in here. All right, pretty good then. Okay, okay. Don't shy away from me. I'm not dangerous. That's you, right, sir? I guess you stand up here because it's a little easier for me, and that's what it's all about. Hi, and you're
Bill.
Bill, were you there?
I was there probably 35 years ago.
What do you remember from Glenwood?
I remember two things. I remember being in the big hot tub swim pool sulfuric acid bath.
With sulfuric acid?
Sounds awesome.
How long did you last?
That was what we were saying to each other. And then the second thing I remember is I bought a 10-gallon hat there, which I still have. But I'm not
wearing. You still have a few gallons of it?
Yeah, I am. Near the end.
Yeah. And were you there with your friends, your parents, or family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People I went to school with, and we were goofing around.
Did you ever think about going back? Was it a good experience?
I'd go back if I was nearby.
Because you'd be there already, so you wouldn't have to go. Do we have someone on the phone now? Well, this is very exciting. This has become an epic. It started out merely as a town of the week, but it is an epic of the week. And, you know, that doesn't really help that much if you just do that. You know, but I appreciate the effort, but it was mostly for show. Anyway, so let's, okay.
Maybe they can answer the Ted Bundy question.
I'm sorry?
Maybe they can answer the Ted Bundy question.
Okay. My opinion, because it's not good for the Chamber of Commerce here as well. They talked about Ted Bundy. But we got Meredith out here, and she's from there. And hi, Meredith.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi. This is Michael Feldman. I'm host of a show that I like to call Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? And our town of the week now is Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
That's what I heard.
And that's where you are, correct?
Yep.
And are you with the Spa of the Rockies then?
I am.
Can you tell us about that?
The Spa of the Rockies is located in the Hot Springs Pool building. The Hot Springs were founded in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
They were originally found by the Ute Indians. Mm-hmm. And they began to harness the water back in the 1800s, mm-hmm, and built this spa up here just about 4 years ago as like a health spa.
Oh.
But the pools have been a tourist destination since the late 1800s.
Have they controlled the odor?
Not really, actually. Flows pretty freely.
People talk about that.
Yeah.
And does it have healing properties? What's it good for?
There are a number of minerals that are in the water that people have found for skin health, as well as the heat and everything for muscles and relaxation. And
muscle relaxation.
That's really what we tout here at the hot springs.
So why take a pill?
Right.
You know, for muscle relaxation, you can jump in the pool of sulfuric acid, and it's also good for your skin because it removes a layer or two.
Right.
But it's not sulfuric acid, of course.
No.
And the spa of itself, does it have other elements to it besides the pools?
Well, the spa itself is like a health spa, so we offer massage and body treatments and the whole works here.
So mud packs and that sort of thing, or what are they? They roll people in weeds?
Yes, there are some weeds involved. More muds, and then also like we use a lot of mineral oils and gels.
Minerals and gels, and is anything else in the health package? What do you get with the package?
We have all kinds of packages.
Yeah,
some are massage, and then
is there a romantic sort of getaway package?
We have.
What comes with that?
A lot of times they start with a mineral bath, mm-hmm, and then...
Where does it end is what I want to know.
Where's what? Where's it end?
Where's it end, yeah.
It ends with you feeling amazing.
Okay. Is she... And how is she feeling about the whole thing? Whoever she may be.
Right.
Okay.
Hopefully you know her.
So it's like a... do you ever really know anyone? Come on. So it's like 2 days and three nights, and there's a pool, and you get wraps and stuff, and then is there a shoot? You go down a cataract or something? Or
That costs extra.
That's extra? It's worth
right.
it. Put me down for the whole thing, then. And then there's a dinner package, I suppose, and is there a little boat tour or anything like that?
You know, the one thing we don't really have on property yeah. is a place to have dinner, but Glenwood Springs itself has a number of amazing restaurants.
Okay.
We do offer breakfast and lunch, but the restaurant is closed for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. And are you busy right now? A lot of people? Is it full up?
We are actually very busy today, this weekend in particular.
Yeah. Is there a convention in town or something like that?
I don't think so. I think everyone's just ready for a getaway. Now that it's starting to snow, it looks pretty beautiful around here.
Yeah. And is there skiing? Not scaring. That's something else.
The mountains open on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. They do have a couple, like Snowmass and Aspen, have opened the past 2 weekends just for the weekend. And then everybody opens on Thursday for the rest of the season.
So this is perfect to go out there for the holiday. It would be ideal.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can you still get in? I mean, like on Thursday, if you want to hit it right on Thursday, is it going to be hard to get in?
To the spa or?
Yeah, to the spa and then, of course, the skiing.
Well, we're actually closed for Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course. That's too bad.
But everything else is open. You could go skiing.
Okay, but we have to wait till Friday to get into
the spa.
I ski on Thursday, come in Friday to the spa. We'll need it by then. That sounds almost perfect. Are you from around there originally, Meredith? Is that this your home?
I'm not.
No. Not a local.
No. I've lived here for about 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And how do you find it living out there? Is it a paradise on earth, as we're led to believe?
Well, you know, I used to live in Aspen for the first 5 years, yeah. And that is a very surreal place.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's beautiful and thin, and you're like, I'm not on earth anymore. Where am I?
I've been there. I didn't stay long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of those places
you go and you feel bad about yourself. So I felt terrible, ugly, and I wasn't old at that time. I felt ugly and young, you know, at that time.
That sounds tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely beautiful, though.
It is. And I'm sure the same is true of when you come to Glenwood Springs.
Yeah, Glenwood has a really interesting history, and then the town is just, it's a neat little town, and then you're only half an hour to skiing, and there's a river that runs through it, kind of like the movie, and, you know, you can get out on your raft in the summer and go hiking, and so.
Yeah.
Is there great place to play.
Is there a good singles scene there around Glenwood for those people who still are around Glenwood Springs? You could.
Yeah, I mean, if you love to do things outdoors, you never have to go alone. That's for sure.
Okay, is that just your philosophy, or is it a fact?
I'd say it's kind of a fact. I mean, everybody who lives around here that's young is typically very outdoors minded.
Yeah.
So you can always find friends.
Well, it sounds fabulous. Meredith, I want to thank you for taking... I know you're probably busy right there, but thank you for taking the time and for the Spa of the Rockies to let you do that. We have a little something for you.
We do. We'll be sending you America's Dairyland Treasure with a delectable selection of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese, Southern Wisconsin's cheesemaker since 1878.
Wow, thank you.
Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you.
And it's our town of the week, Glenwood Springs. I put you on hold there so we can get an address from you. Thanks, Meredith, very much.
I think we need somebody to throw the dart, Michael.
Huh?
I think we might need somebody to throw the dart for the next round. For the next round.
Why?
We're not going to go back to Glenwood Springs every week.
What?
We're not going to go back to Glenwood Springs every week. We need somebody to throw the
dart. What, Bitsy? I can't hear you. I got these headphones on here.
We need somebody to
throw the... That's your nickname, Bitsy. I just found out today, and I can't use it enough.
It's true.
Such Bitsy. A cute name. It's because your grandfather...
Just say it like you're very happy.
Your grandfather was a big guy.
Yes.
And you were therefore Bitsy.
Yes, correct.
As an itsy.
Yes.
You could have been itsy instead of Bitsy. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, why don't you handle this? Take this.
Okay.
And take the...
Well, I'm not going to throw it.
No, take the dart and find some there. This is how we pick our town of the week, which we do at least twice a year now.
So who would like to throw the dart?
You want to take the dart with you.
She's 60 years old today. You should come and throw the dart, but you have to come down to
before
the end of
Before it's too
the...
late, yes.
I would just like to point out that Michael's head is about 3 feet from the dartboard, so we may need to be careful.
It won't be by the time she gets up here.
And tell me your name.
Kate.
And you're from?
Madison.
Happy birthday.
You had to think about it, though,
These people here who volunteered me are from Milwaukee and Madison. They're my family.
Great. Well, come on
up. Okay. Then you know them all. Have you thrown a dart before?
Yes.
You have thrown a dart before? Okay. All right. Then it should be no problem. You should give her the dart, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
That'd be a way to do it. Or she can stand just up there
Ready?
And pound it with her.
All right. Okay. Don't turn around.
Stand back a little
don't,
more.
Don't Make point it, a little it more at Michael.
Bitsy's right over there on your right. Close your eyes. Let her rip. Okay. Oh!
Yes. First go.
What did we get?
It's in Mexico. I think we may have to go again. Okay.
Mexico's nice. Come on.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Canada. It's White River, South Dakota. Okay. Thank you.
White River, South
Happy
Dakota.
Birthday.
Thank you very much. And that'll be our Town of the Week sometime early next year.